Good morning, people. This is Chili Dog with my untitled podcast number 5, I assume. Once again, another morning podcast, so expect me to clear my throat an awful lot, as I tend to do in the mornings. Hold on while I use my wipers. Alright. I noticed that, well, I knew this somewhat before, but I never realized how bad it was. But I have noticed since doing this podcast that I don't enunciate words very well sometimes. I will say them fairly quickly in succession, and then I can't even understand what I said. And I'm the one who said it, so if I can't understand it, then how in the hell's anybody else supposed to understand it? So I will try to work on that. I never realized how bad that was. And now I know why people say, huh, a lot to me at work and at home. I thought maybe their hearing is going out, but no, it's just me. I can't talk, apparently. I can't talk clearly. And actually being able to talk is a crapshoot, too, so. I think I have a little bit of a stuttering problem, but I also consider the stuttering me doing these awkward pauses like that, kind of out of nowhere sometimes. That right there is my blinker. That's one of the many other noises. That's me getting tongue-tied. Well, it's one of the many noises you'll hear as I drive along in the mornings or evenings, whatever. And also, if you hear something like that, but quieter, kind of constantly, that ding, 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 that's my keys swinging back and forth and clanging against each other. If you hear that, that's me moving my arms because I'm wearing my jacket. My jacket picks up very well over this. I honestly didn't know how bad my slurring of words together was. I'm borderline Boomhauer from King of the Hill. And back to my little stuttering comment. In the middle of some sentences, especially while recording this, I will just stop and try to think of something else to say. Well, sometimes I know what I want to say, I just can't get it out. And I consider that somewhat of a stutter, but it's nothing like what other people have. It's probably not a stutter, it's probably some brain malfunction, but whatever. Now, I also noticed I say, that's about all I wanted to say, an awful lot. I really need to try to get away from that. But I use it to try to wrap up the podcast, and it doesn't always work. Because I will come up with, or I will say something else, and then that'll lead to something else, and that'll lead to something else. Which is actually how I kind of envisioned this podcast would end up doing, or would end up going. I would just talk, and eventually I would get onto a subject. and I would run with it or run away from it and run somewhere else, even though there's no running involved. I do envision this one to be shorter. These podcasts have been getting longer and longer each time, but they won't get over half hour if I do them from a car. If I do them from home, God, it could be like an hour or two of just me saying nothing, just rambling on and on and on. But I will mention that all I did buy MLB The Show 13 and Gears of War Judgment last week sometime. I did get them. I wrote a blog about how I don't like how PlayStation 3 updates. I bet you probably can't hear what I just said. PlayStation 3. I know I just went PlayStation. Yeah. Yeah, I wrote a stupid blog about that. Just me bitching about how slow my internet is and how long it takes my PlayStation to update. And yeah. I've played the crap out of that game. That's just about all I've played this weekend and the end of last week. I have yet to put Gears of War Judgment in. My friend recommends that I beat Gears of War 3, even though this is a prequel. It really doesn't matter. But he hasn't played it yet either. I think he's supposed to play it today. But I did buy Tomb Raider because it was on sale last week. And I did buy BioShock Infinite. Pardon me. I've read many, many, many good things about BioShock. And it was on sale. It was $10 off. Not a huge sale, but it was a sale. And I knew I was going to buy it eventually, so might as well buy it when it's slightly off. Ah, damn it. Damn it again. I make all kinds of noises in the morning. Anyway, I should be getting those games soon. Or depending on when I put this up, I will have them. And I will be enjoying them. So, Gears Judgment's on hold. As I see a raccoon cross the street in town. MLB The Show is holding my interest and will hold my interest probably for a while because I'm a baseball fan and I could rant about that game. Well, I might as well do it now. One thing I've noticed, I play Road to the Show, which, for those of you who don't know the game, it is where you create a baseball player, and you can either be drafted or put yourself on any team. And you work your way through the minor league system to the majors. And you only play as that guy. You don't do any other plays, just your created player. Just anything involving that person is what you do. Well, I've turned fielding off and base running off so I can do it quicker. All I do is bat. Computer takes care of the rest of it. I batted 470 something. I think about 471. in my first year in AA. Never got called up to AAA. Now, in real life, they probably would have called the guy up no matter what. I kept getting, you get emails on the game, which is a bunch of bullshit. It's just some stupid thing they throw in. Saying that I would be called up, but there isn't a spot for me. In all honesty, that does happen. But if a guy bats over 400 the entire season, he will get called up. They will make room for him. The game didn't. And I should have been to AAA already. Well, I am now, because I started the next season. I stayed the first entire season in AA. Batted 470. Well, I led the league in home runs, RBIs, runs, batting average, slugging percentage. It was like 8 different categories or something. I led all of AA, and they wouldn't call me up. Now, they claim to be, well, I think they claim to be the most realistic baseball game. Well, if you really were, then you would have, anybody who plays like that would have been called up. Just saying. And by looking at it, as I started a new season last night, the 2014 campaign, it appears to me that I will not be called up to the majors this year because I was not even invited to spring training. And most of the time, you have to be invited to spring training to even be considered for the major league roster that year. Granted, there can be injuries that get me in, but... And if you haven't turned off the podcast yet because I'm rambling about a baseball game, I was originally drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays and got traded early in the season to the Minnesota Twins. So I've been playing for the Twins' minor league system. My guy's a center fielder. Well, this went on a hell of a lot longer than I expected. Hopefully, I will talk more clearly throughout the podcast life, however long the podcast life will be. And I think this is it. So 13 minutes is less than last time. Last one ran 17, so doing better. That's about all I can say. That's all that's getting better, is hopefully I will get these shorter. Nothing else is getting better. It still sucks ass, this entire podcast. But before I ramble on into the 20-minute mark, or even past the 17-minute mark, I will say goodbye and get the fuck out.